I closed H's file, then opened the folder labeled Daito, already dreading what I might find there. Like the others, they had his real name, Toshiro Yoshiaki, and his home address. Two news articles about his suicide were linked at the bottom of his dossier, along with an unlabeled video clip time-stamped on the day he'd died. I clicked on it. It was handheld video camera footage showing three large men in black ski masks, one of whom was operating the camera, waiting silently in a hallway. They appeared to receive an order via their radio earpieces, then used a key card to open the door of a tiny one-room apartment, Daito's apartment. I watched in horror as they rushed in, yanked him out of his haptic chair, and threw him off the balcony. The bastards even filmed him plummeting to his death, probably at Sorrento's request. A wave of nausea washed over me. When it finally passed, I copied the contents of all five dossiers over to my flash drive, then opened the mission status folder. It appeared to contain an archive of the Oology Division's status reports, intended for the Sixers' top brass. The reports were arranged by date, with the most recent one listed first. When I opened it, I saw that it was a directive memo sent from Nolan Sorrento to the IOI Board of Executives. In it, Sorrento proposed sending agents to abduct Artemis and Shoto from their homes to force them to help IOI open the third gate. Once the Sixers had obtained the egg and won the contest, Artemis and Shoto would be disposed of. I sat there in stunned silence. Then I read the memo again, feeling a combination of rage and panic. According to the timestamp, Sorrento had sent the memo just after 8 o'clock, less than 5 hours ago, so his superiors probably hadn't even seen it yet. When they did, they would still want to meet to discuss Sorrento's suggested course of action, so they probably wouldn't send their agents after Artemis and Shoto until sometime tomorrow. I still had time to warn them, but to do that, I would have to drastically alter my escape plan. Before my arrest, I'd set up a timed funds transfer that would deposit enough money in my IOI credit account to pay off my entire debt, forcing IOI to release me from indenturement. But that transfer wouldn't happen for another 5 days. By then, the Sixers would probably have Artemis and Shoto locked in a windowless room somewhere. I couldn't spend the rest of the week exploring the Sixer database like I'd planned. I had to grab as much data as I could and make my escape now. I gave myself until dawn.